Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, last week we reported on the show on the number of entire properties available for short-term rental on sites such as Airbnb compared to the much smaller number for longer-term rent on daft.ie. And when asked about this on the show yesterday, this is what the Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage, Dara O'Brien, had to say.
Very shortly, I'll have additional legislation that I'm bringing forward in this space. Anyone who's a second property, by the way, already the regulations from 2019 are pretty strong, but I don't believe are being adhered to that. You know, Airbnb as it used to be, or short-term lets, if someone was going away on holidays and rents out their home for a couple of weeks or a room in their home, that shouldn't be an issue. But the idea that we have a situation where we've multiples of short-term lets versus long-terms in all our major cities is not a sustainable situation. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually concluding work on some quite significant amendments in that space, which I'll bring in before the summer recess.
Because Sinn Féin say they've done the work for you because they have this motion tomorrow evening.
They haven't really, to be honest. All they're bringing forward...
Let's look at the idea because they say they're going to fine rental agencies who advertise the short-term rentals without the appropriate planning permission in place. And you said yourself that the 2019 legislation isn't being adhered to.
To be honest, we need to do more than that. A fine isn't going to do it, and that's what we're just going to... Certainly, they've not done the work for me on this, but I welcome any realistic proposals that can help the situation. I intend to go further than that, to be honest with you.
That's Minister Dara O'Brien recognising that there is an issue in the area and signalling further action. Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell, who did the analysis for us last week, is back now with a follow-up on this issue. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
So remind us what some of what you found for us last week.
Well, I found really a big difference between properties available, as you said, long-term on Daft and then short-term on Airbnb. So last Monday week when I looked, there were just 367 properties available on Daft in Dublin City and just 39 in Cork City. But on the same morning on Airbnb for entire properties in Dublin City, 558, 65 in Cork City. Now, Airbnb says this doesn't tell the full picture because some that are listed are not available or they have perhaps been deactivated, even though obviously they're still online. But during COVID, I think when tourism was down, it's generally accepted, Claire, that short-term lets did come back onto the market and did help with supply for the longer-term renting market.
And today, Brian, we want to look at aspects around the regulation of this market, because you can't simply put your house online for short-term lettings if you're, for example, in a rent pressure zone.
Exactly. July 2019, there was legislation and that required homeowners in rent pressure zones, for example, Dublin City Centre, Cork City, you had to apply to your local authority for planning permission to change property use to short-term lettings if your lettings went over 90 days a year. So if the house isn't your primary residence, then that 90-day rule doesn't apply and you have to get permission for all short-term lettings. So you either have to register for an exemption for planning permission from the local council, or you have to go and get the planning permission.
So now we have so many entire homes for rent, so we'd expect, wouldn't we, that there'd be lots of exemptions granted?
That's what you would expect, but data I've been given from several local authorities shows they are very resistant to granting exemptions in these rent pressure zones. For example, in 2021, there was none granted in Dublin City. Limerick City granted none. Cork City County Council granted five, one in Waterford City and one in Killarney.
But in those areas you've just listed out, there are multiple listings. So what about enforcement?
Well, this is the issue. In Dublin City, 491 warning letters issued in 2021. Many of these have been resolved, they tell me. We had one prosecution since the legislation has come in so far. In Kerry, 171 letters were issued, 134 of these resolved, 25 investigations begun in Limerick. All of this is in 2021.
And you had an interesting response from Galway City Council. What did they say?
Well, I got a really detailed response which points to failings in the current legislation and how hard it is for local authorities to try and act when they see that there's breaches of the regulations. It takes a long time to take action. A warning letter has to be issued. That could take up to 6 weeks. Once the warning letter has been received, the owner has 4 weeks to make a submission to respond. If the owner fails to comply with the warning letter, an enforcement notice is then given, and then you have to give a pretty reasonable time frame around that. So all of this could take a long time, and the whole summer season, if a place is up for rent, is gone by the time action is taken. They pointed to a whole range of other issues then that they felt with the legislation, lots of issues trying to actually find out who owns own certain properties. And as well, they say the only way of resolving this whole area, they believe, is for government to require the booking platform to provide details of lettings to revenue, including the number of days it's occupied for income or taxation purposes. And they say the local authority can write to the short-term rental online platforms to tell them that the letting is unauthorised, but they're not getting that flow of information back.
Now, that spells out how difficult it is, Brian, for the local authorities to take action. And that information might help guide Minister Dara O'Brien on this. And you spoke to a councillor in Cork City who's considering legal action to make these short-term letting companies more responsible for compliance by landlords.
Yes, I spoke with Green Party councillor for North East, Oliver Moran, and he's got a very detailed report from Cork City Council on this. He's now considering whether more robust action and possibly even legal action should be taken against sites which he says facilitate short-term lets which do not comply with legislation.
So across Cork City and County, there are over 1,000 short-term lettings on Airbnb and 62 long-term lettings on DAF.ie. There are many examples where Airbnb and short-term lettings is entirely legitimate, and you know it's very good for the economy, it's very good for society, and it's very good for the community around us, where there's not the sort of rent pressures that we're experiencing in Cork City. You know, there is legislation against this, and you're renting a property in this way. It's not just a technicality that it's illegal for. It's illegal for very sound social reasons.
So what do you want to see done, Oliver?
We have to go to the source. What needs to be made really clear to advertisers or websites who are advertising these services is that what they're advertising in a city like Cork, where people can legally rent a room in their primary residence, or if they're away for a short time from their primary residence, that they can rent it. But what's happening more often than not is that it is full houses being rented short term. And so going to the source, going to the advertisers and stopping them from advertising, or putting a requirement on them to notify the local authority and to check that the property that's going up is a legal one. It's common sense. Cork City Council has not issued a single allowance for a property to be rented. There have been 6 applications and all 6 of them have been turned down.
That's Councillor Oliver Moore. And now let's remind ourselves of what Airbnb have said. They take housing concerns seriously and they stand ready to work with government hosts and the broader tourism industry to get the balance right. Now, you spoke, Brian, to somebody else who believes over-regulation of the rental market is what is possibly driving more short-term lets.
Yes, there's so many opinions on this issue, aren't there? I spoke with Pat David, who's CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. Now, this is some of what he had to say about why he thinks people who own properties for rent may be favouring short-term lets.
The attractions are that the legislation around about and the working of that legislation is a huge problem to an awful lot of people who have 1 and 2 properties. So again, that's another reason why landlords want to come out of longer term and go into shorter term.
But the problem is this legislation around shorter term in rent pressure zones.
There is a lot of legislation around about people who are actually in the rent pressure zones and how they can rent them. But I suppose when the rents are there to be got, people want to do it, and there's less hassle probably with it once you get your property to a particular level.
But what about the moral argument?
Well, what is the moral argument, Brian?
The moral argument is we've a huge housing crisis. We are trying to put robust legislation in place to give people security of tenure to bring us into line with many European countries where renting is seen as a viable long-term option. And here we have some landlords getting around the legislation by making quick profits on short-term lettings.
And that's true, but I think the landlords would look at it, and I don't represent landlords, incidentally, we represent auctioneers and valuers, but I think landlords would look at it that the legislation inside of the RPZs and the treatment inside of the RPZs, we launched a report on this last week, which shows there's a lot of very unfair treatment for landlords who haven't been allowed to charge market rent for their properties. What I say to the minister is that, again, in our report, we have a chronological number or dates even of the interference by government in the RPZ legislation at the moment. And I think before a lot of legislation that the minister would bring in, he needs to understand what in actual fact it's going to do, because every bit of legislation that he has brought in has had consequences.
But we have to have some regulation of the market, surely.
Yeah, and I think there is a lot of regulation of the market at the moment, but we need correct legislation that's fair to everybody.
The main issue here, I'd imagine, it all comes back to supply.
It all comes back to supply, and certainly the amount of supply that we would like to see in the rental market isn't there. But a lot of the landlords at the lower end of the rents in the RPSZs are selling out. So that, like, I don't know if there's any net property gain from what has happened with the institutional investors. It doesn't certainly, the figures don't show it anyway.
That's Pat Davitt calling for correct and fair legislation. And today in the Dáil, there is legislation being brought forward by Sinn Féin on this.
Yes, Sinn Féin spokesperson and housing owner Bren is bringing forward legislation that would essentially fine estate agents and platforms like Airbnb who advertise properties without the appropriate planning permission or exemption. So putting the onus on the third parties to check if those permissions are in place. So the bill would require estate agents and those online platforms, they could only advertise properties that are compliant with the Planning and Development Act.
All right, well, we keep an eye on this one, Brian. Thank you very much, Brian O'Connell there. Just some news to bring you. The West Ham defender Kurt Zouma has this morning pleaded guilty to two counts of causing unnecessary suffering to a protected animal under the Animal Welfare Act. And the case was taken by the RSPCA in relation to a video posted online on February 6th, which allegedly showed him harming one of his cats. Zouma could be seen volleying the Bengal cat across his kitchen before throwing a pair of shoes at it and slapping its head. And Zuma's brother Johan pleaded guilty to one offence following that RSPCA investigation. He was forced to apologise, Kurt, and West Ham fined him in relation to the incident and made donations to 9 animal welfare charities in the UK and overseas. So that's a court resolution to that case where Kurt Zouma pleaded guilty to causing unnecessary suffering to a protected animal. Next up, step away from your phone. We'll have professional advice on how to deal with phone addiction.
Today with Claiborne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.